Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Soundra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Soundra. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wells. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berardino moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Berardino moves to third. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berardino scores. Clift moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to second for the out. Clift scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berardino catches it and throws to first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Steve Soundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soundra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Appling reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball 4. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartek. Humphries reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Humphries scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball towards right. Chartak catches it and throws to first to double up Callaway. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoag. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Hoag steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Callaway. Chartak moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chartak scores. Hayes scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sundra moves to second. Two outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klift takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chartak throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Wright trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chartak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Humphreys hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Humphreys moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Moses reaches second base with a double. Humphreys scores. Callaway scores. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. George Caster now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak, who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner pinch hits for George Caster. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Humphreys strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak strikes out. 1 out. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Fritz Ostermüller. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Pete Appleton now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-4 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.